Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. How are you this morning? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with a hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling everyday issues that we have in life with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning is God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. I remind you to tune in live with me at Morning Motivation by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180, or online from my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire, F-I-R-E, .com. But if you missed this powerful broadcast live, your hot breakfast is on the stove. That means on my website, posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. So set your alarms to go there to listen to the broadcast and to share it with at least two people each day at feeldfire.com. And we now have a new button where you can follow the show or subscribe, and you will receive an automatic alert when the live show starts or when the show is posted. All of that information is on the website at feeldfire.com, and you can follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R S.I. Williams, and all of my other contact information, telephone, email, all that you need is on feeldfire.com. Finally, pray for me. Today is my last day in Baltimore, so I will be flying back to Miami today. I have had an awesome time, and last night I got the opportunity to see Planet of the Apes with Caesar, War of Planet of the Apes, and it was awesome. So it's been great. I've been here for the NAACP conference. God has been blessing me. I don't have enough time. I'll tell you guys later in future broadcasts about some of the things that God did, including one being connecting me with someone who wants to put my show, the Law Office show, You Be the Jury, on television. So God, it's been great. All right, let's get into this word. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm going to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. I'm reading from the KJV. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Listen to that again. For all the promises of God in him are yea, or yes, and in him, amen, or it is done, unto the glory of God. In other words, manifestation of his spirit, his purpose, and his kingdom by, through, and in us. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Please say it with me wherever you are now. God is a good God. Come on and praise him for that. God is a good God. All throughout my life, I can reflect on how many times God has made a way. Can you think of any times like that this morning? I can reflect on how many times God opened doors that I did not even know were there. I can praise him for how many times he made ways out of no way. Have you ever experienced that today? I can just look at myself and reflect down through the years on how many times I did not deserve the goodness of the Lord, the mercy of God, his forgiveness, nor his grace, nor his healing, his peace. But he would just come in anyway because he loved me that much. And so this morning, as I was asking him, what is the topic for today's broadcast? I thought it would be something else. But then all I could hear in my spirit was, God is a good God. When I was a kid, in the Church of God, we used to sing this song. I know God is a good God. And then everyone else would say, yes, he is. The leader would repeat that refrain of, I know God is a good God. And they would say, yes, he is. And as we would really begin to sing and think about the goodness of the Lord, the song would just encapsulate you to where you begin to say, I know God is a good, good God. And the people would reply, yes, he is. Then I know God is a mighty good God. Yes, he is. Then you just start saying, yes, he is. And the people would reply, yes, he is. Then the leader would say, yes, he is. And the people would reply, yes, he is. And the people, the leader would say, yes, he is. Yes, he is. I know God is a good God. Yes, he is. I know God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a good God, a real good God. You know, you just, woo, you get into that thing. Then you say, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Do you feel that today? Has God been good to you? Because all of the promises, all of the victory, everything that God has assured you that he would do, the promises of him are yes. In other words, he is not a man that he should lie. Whatever God told you, he is able and willing to bring it to pass. Whatever God told you, he's willing to do it. Whatever God promised you, he wants to do it. Because God is a good God. I would even further say, God is a wonderful God. God is a mighty God. God is a saving God, a loving God, a merciful God, a graceful God. His word tells us in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, your eyes have not seen, and your ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into your heart. In other words, you're unable to even imagine in your finite mind the enormity of what God has prepared for those that love him. You are one of those people. Yes, you, the person listening to me right now, the person listening to me later throughout this day, the people with whom you have shared this with, and the people with whom they will share this with, I am speaking to you this morning that God is a good God. And that God has not forgotten you. What do you need from God this morning? What do you need from God this afternoon? What is it that you need from the Lord tonight? Because God is standing here waiting to bless you. Because his promises are yes. Do you need something, son? Yes. Do you need something, daughter? The answer is yes. Does your family need something from me today? The answer is yes. Do you need healing? My answer is yes. Do you need breakthrough? Do you need love? Do you need reaffirmation? Do you need encouragement? Do you need a job? Do you need a breakthrough? Do you need peace of mind? Do you need me to bless your children? Do you need me to deliver you today? My answer, says the Lord, is yes. Do you need a job? Do you need promotion? Do you need some re-stimulation and repurposing? Do you need course correction? Do you need a dream? Do you need a vision? Do you need transportation? Do you need electricity? Do you need a home? Do you need mercy in the courtroom? Do you need me to go to the jails or the prisons and speak to your family members? Do you need a husband? Do you need a wife? Do you need a child that you've been trying to conceive? Whatever you need, the answer is yes. And not just yes, said the Lord, but amen. That means it concludes the matter. The finality has arrived. There are no more new additions or sequels. It is done. It is so, said the Lord. Whatever you just answered that you needed, when I told you yes, I now say amen. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done for you today. Yes. Praise him. The lines are muted. God, I tell you, it is done. Because God is. He's a mighty, mighty good God. Yes, he is. God is a good, good God. Yes, he is. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. Yes, he is. I said, I know God is a good God. What do you reply? Yes, he is. He's a mighty good God. Say it. Yes, he is. He's a good, 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 good God. Yes, he is. He's a healing God. Yes, he is. Let's go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. We know that you are a good God. I know God is a good God. Yes, he is. I know God, you are a great, great God. Yes, you are. I know you are a mighty God. Yes, he is. God, we say we know God is a good, good God. Father, we ask for forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. For anyone listening who is not saved, we ask that you save today, that they repent right now and give their lives to you. They're asking that you come into their lives and be their Savior. God, we believe today that your promises are yes. Your answer to us is yes. And then you have come in and reaffirmed that with an amen that it is done. Now, Father, for everyone listening right now, bless them. Bless them coming out. Bless them going in. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field, that you are a good God, that you desire to bless them, to love on them, to shower them, to establish covenant relationship with them. You are God the Father, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You are he which was, which is, and which is to come. You are the Creator, our Creator. And the promises of you for us today are yes and amen. Now, Lord, help us to believe. Help our faith. Help our unbelief. Where we have started doubting you, where we've stopped believing, where we have become jaded, disgruntled, where we have become disencouraged and disenchanted. Help us to receive your word today, that your promises to us are yes and amen. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening for the things that they have laid before you, because your answer is yes. Your answer is yes. Your answer is yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. I know God is a good God. What do you say? I said, I know God is a good God. Respond, yes, he is. Say it again. Yes, he is. Say it again, wherever you are. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let me give you our task for today. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged. Pray for me as I fly out today. And I'm praying for you that you find that joy in the Lord again, because God is a good God. Our topic for this morning is God is a good God. What do you say? Yes, he is. Your task for today is to praise God all day long. Keep this in your spirit. I know God is a good God. Yes, he is. I know God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a good God, a real good God. Say it. He's a mighty, mighty good, good God. Yes, yes, he is. All right, I'll see you in the morning for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. Set your alarm to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. or go to the website after 8 a.m. Don't forget to order my new book, Smash the Glass, Ceiling of Blessings, at codfire.com, and share the broadcast with at least two people today. God is a good God. Yes. God is a mighty, mighty good God. Yes, he is.